It is time to bring in Mike Causey. It is time for sports. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, what a track meet it was last night.
Yep.
What was it, 50? I didn't say it for 51-50, something like that?
54-51.
My God, NFL game, 54-51.
Defense was the thing around the parking lot last night, keeping the cars secure. That was the only defense around.
I didn't, you know, I didn't see the game, but I saw the score, and then I saw that, was it a last-minute touchdown that won it?
No. Oh. It was two interceptions thrown by Mahomes in the last minute that won it for the Rams.
All right.
The Rams took the lead 54-51. The Chiefs got the ball back two more times, and Mahomes threw two interceptions. The Rams totally bungled it. They had their first pick with about a minute, maybe a minute 40 left in the game, right?
Yeah.
How long do you think the Rams had the ball
40.
After that minute 40 when they got the ball back on the interception? How much time do you think they knocked off the clock?
40 seconds?
I think it was 18.
Unbelievable.
They kept trying to throw the ball. Two incomplete passes and then a timeout, and the Chiefs got the ball back with like 18 seconds off the clock. They're talking how this game's a classic. It's no classic in my book. They say how great this kid Mahomes is. He had two opportunities to win the game at the end of the game, and he blew it both times. He threw another pick, and I think it was in the third quarter, when he was throwing a ball to the flat on the right side. And he was totally flat-footed and never even stepped to throw the ball. And a lineman put his hand up, caught the ball, and ran it in for a touchdown. It is what it is. This is the NFL now, but to say that this guy Mahomes is a super quarterback, I could think of a lot of guys that were better than him. This is a result of a non-defensive NFL where it's like playing computer football, and you just throw the ball, and guys catch it and run down the field. 105 points scored last night in this game.
That's amazing.
You tell me how that's a good game.
Here's
an entertaining game. That's all it is.
It was an entertaining game, but here's the thing that I saw. I saw what you saw when I looked on Google. Everybody's calling it an instant classic. It's an instant classic if you want to be entertained, if you want to see nothing but action. But you're going to tell me two teams that are tied with the best record in football, the best record. They're the best teams. They're 9-1 each going in, right? You're going to tell me that 100 and some odd points are going to be scored? You know what people back in the days of the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Giants defense and the Chicago Bears defense would say? That's just crazy.
I was at 1990, I was at a Monday night game in Candlestick when the 49ers played the Giants. The final score was 7-3. That was a classic game.
Yeah.
That's a classic game where on any play there could be a score which is going to win the game for you. Not this where, okay, so we're going to get the ball and we're going to score in 2 minutes. Let's see what happens. I mean, to me, it was a joke.
This was.
And they're talking about the Rams and the Chiefs. Well, if and when the Saints play the Rams or the Chiefs, the Saints are going to put up 70. And it's just not enough time in the game for another team to score 70 points. So these teams have a lot to do to beat the Saints because the Saints score every time you have the ball. These teams didn't. 54-51. I didn't see it. You had to hear the announcers going all over themselves when how great this game was. But when I was just thinking, well, this guy Mahomes, he had two chances to finish out the game, and he couldn't do it. When you have the opportunity to win the game, you have to take advantage of it. He had two opportunities to win the game and didn't. At least you can say that when the Rams quarterback needed to score at the end of the game with just under 2 minutes to play, they did. But when you look at an NFL game and there's almost four times you change possessions inside 2 minutes, man, that's not football anymore.
Well, McVay is nothing like his father as coach, that's for sure.
No. No, I don't know how to explain it. Watching football now is kind of like watching the ABA meets arena football.
But his father, of course, was John McVay, a nice
John
guy. Nice guy, real nice guy. Became coach of the Giants when they fired Bill Ansbacher. And he just was not a great coach. Nice guy, not a great coach. But his son obviously looks like he has fun, and coach is totally different than his dad.
Yeah, I mean, this is what the NFL's become. This is what it is. If you like this, then you got it. If you don't like it, you don't watch it.
I mean, to me,
this isn't football. There was another play on the last score the Chiefs got. They were inside around the 20-yard line of the Rams. There was a pass to the right side of the field, and the runner, receiver, has the ball, and he's going toward the sidelines, and one Ram player's going up to get him, and another player's coming in to hit him low. The receiver puts his helmet down, initiates the contact against the Rams, and the Rams get flagged for using the helmet. And that moved them inside the 10, and the next play the Chiefs scored. That's how they scored their final touchdown. But, again, these guys are bungling calls in a game like this where you should just be standing on the side holding on to your whistle. You're making these calls which could determine the outcome of the game, and, you know, it didn't. But it's just another bad call in the NFL.
All right, so that's done, and you won and I lost.
That's true.
When I looked at it with a score, I said, football's starting to get an awful lot like basketball.
Now, like I said, four times within 2 minutes you change possessions in the NFL. Unheard of.
All right.
Unheard of.
So where else do we want to go in sports?
Are you're serious, right?
Yeah.
You must have went to sleep real early last night.
I did. I'm not feeling well. I got some sort of intestinal bug yesterday about noontime, where you know how your gut feels like it's going to explode,
mm-hmm. and then I know that too well. I had that a few years ago.
All hell broke loose, and so I went.
There we go.
I've been, and as a matter of fact, today's going to be a real short day. I'm in sweatpants because I just didn't sleep well last night or anything. But so I did go to bed early. So what else happened?
The Crankies got Paxton from Seattle.
Paxton, pitcher, right?
Yeah, they got Paxton, and the top name going to Seattle was Justus Sheffield, who was supposed to be untouchable. My opinion, the Yankee hater hat is off. It's a bad trade for the Yankees. They got rid of their best pitching prospect in their system for a 30-year-old pitcher who has never had a complete season because of injury.
When he pitches,
it's not a good move.
I don't know him at all. When he pitches, is he decent?
When he pitches, he's good.
Yeah.
But the problem is he gets hurt every year. He hasn't had a complete season yet. He does not make a lot of money. He's 41-26 in 6 years, but he made 6 trips to the disabled list in his last 5 years. Not good. I mean, this is a guy who has chronic injuries. Reminds me a lot of getting Ellsbury to play center field, and you've seen how much he played center field since he came to the Yankees. And to move your top pitching prospect in your organization for this guy, it's not a good move.
All right.
And they're already talking how this guy's going to become your ace. He's 30 years old, and he's hurt every year. To me, it's not a good move.
Jesus, and we were talking about Yankee pitching just yesterday.
Yeah, just yesterday we were talking about it. When this broke last night, I started laughing. I said, hey, maybe Marshall had an inside scoop on this. Did the Yankees need to make a move for pitching? Yeah, but I would not have moved the top guy for Paxton. No way in a million years. Not to a guy, like I said, and I can't say it enough. He's been on the DL 6 times in the last 5 years.
All right, we'll have to see what
happens. If he was a racehorse, would you buy him?
No. No. Wow.
We'll see what happens. I mean, I could be 100% wrong, but I don't know.
Well, we'll see what happens is right. They still need pitching. They still need something else.
Now they're lefty heavy. They got 3 lefties.
They need a standout pitcher. Standout.
Yeah, I don't think Paxton's the way to go.
No, Happ is steady, but he's not a standout pitcher. Do you know what I mean? They need that one pitcher that you can just always count on in that rotation. That one pitcher, and they don't have that.
Well, you know, they talk about teams don't trade inside their division. The Yankees should have went and got Snell last year. I mean, all he did was win the Cy Young in the American League. To get him now, he's going to be pretty untouchable from Tampa unless you fill up the bus with players to get him, and the Yankees aren't going to do that to Tampa. So they should have tried to go elsewhere. I don't think Paxton's a good move for them.
All right.
Anything else, or are we done?
I think we're done. Okay. How many games we got Thursday? Are we working Thursday?
I'm working, but you don't have to. You can take Thanksgiving off.
No, what the heck? I got nothing to do.
Don't get up? Okay, all right. Yeah. Yes, we're going to be here on Thursday because Jill and I have no life, so we'll be here on Thursday.
Because we got three games on Thursday.
That's right. So we have to pick those. All right.
And, you know, this is a good time of year because football's coming down to the end. College football's got some big games coming up to get into the fake playoffs. And you got hockey now hitting Thanksgiving. So they've kind of settled, and that's running into it now, too. So sports is getting a little bit more interesting again.
All right. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.